Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this evening is taken from Psalm 62. If you want to open your hymnals and follow along, you can. The first 8 verses of Psalm 62. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will all of you attack a man to batter him, like a leaning wall, a tottering fence? They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. Selah. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Put out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. This is the word of our God. My dear friends, fellow redeemed saints of the living God. You know, social media today has brought more information to our fingertips and to our ears than ever before. These media give us instant news, live interviews of people experiencing different situations in their lives. And of course, we know that some of these things are truly a wonderful blessing, especially, for example, for people who are in need. Rescuers bringing assistance to people in times of crises, whether it's a hurricane or a tornado or some disaster. They can receive calls and texts and emails and messages from people who need help. First responders can pinpoint through this media exactly where these people are, where the nearest responders are, and the team is to bring them the help that they need. But that same social media, for many, give to so many a level of fear and uncertainty in their lives about what's going on in our world today. For example, church and school shootings, terrorist acts, threatening Facebook postings, just a few things that really have robbed so many people of any sense of security or peace. So instead of the world moving closer and closer to love and to peace, we seem to be living in a world that seems to be moving closer and closer and closer to destruction. Hatred and division seems to be on the rise, while love and peace seem to be losing. So where does a person go for peace and for security in this uncertain world that we live in? We certainly know that hiding is not going to help. You can't bury your head in the sand like an ostrich, because all too often with the social media, we are brought face to face with the reality of insecurity and uncertainty in our world. King David, the author of our hymn text for this evening, was familiar with insecurity in the world in which he lived. David wrote this psalm sharing his own uncertainty, and also in this same Psalm 62, showing us where he found rest and security and peace. He was under a serious attack from some enemy or enemies. He's not very specific as to what it was. They were trying to overthrow him as king. There are hints in the psalm that David was probably an older man when he wrote Psalm 62. He describes himself like a leaning wall, a tottering fence. Well, when you build a wall or build a fence, hopefully it's not leaning and tottering. But we all know that as those things get older, that can happen. And so he's probably describing himself as later in life. Some Bible scholars believe that this psalm was written as a response from David as to what was happening in his life with reference to the revolt that was taking place at the hands of his son, Absalom, when David was an older man. Maybe you remember what was happening with Absalom. Absalom would rise up early each morning and he would go to the gates of the city. And as people would come in, he would go up to them and say, "You know, if I were king, you would have lower taxes." Well, it's just like a TV advertisement today for all the political stuff that's going on. Every hour you hear it, who's going to do what for you and whatever. Well, that's what he was doing. He was undermining David as king. And this was going on for almost 4 years until finally the Bible tells us that Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And finally, Absalom gathered his supporters at the city of Hebron and declared himself to be the king of Israel. Well, when David heard about this, we're told that David fled from Jerusalem. And if it hadn't been for God's intervention, David maybe would have lost his kingdom. David was in a precarious situation, okay? So whatever that situation was, whether it was that with Absalom or some other situation, when he writes in this psalm, he shares with us his strong response to such threats and to such uncertainty. This psalm proclaims David's strong faith and confidence in God. He proclaims where you and I can find rest and peace when we are confronted by the uncertainties of the world in which we live. His simple statement to us is this: rest and peace are found in God alone. He is the rock, He is the fortress, He is the salvation that we need. We have a God, an incredible God that we have, who David elsewhere describes as a God who hides us in the shadow of His wings, even as evil is raging all around us. I mean, what other eternal refuge can there be than the God who sent His only Son to defend us and to give us life here and now and hereafter in eternity? On the cross, Jesus took what would crush you and me, and He died on that cross in our place. He suffered the death that we should suffer because of our sin. And the only place then that you and I can find lasting peace in this turbulent world in which we live is in the one who conquered death, in the one who gives us life, Jesus Christ, in Him alone. Think about tonight what happens again. His presence in the sacrament, in the Lord's Supper. We are hidden there in Jesus' grace and in His mercy and strength as He gives us His forgiveness. The world will rage. It's not going to stop. It may even injure us physically or emotionally. But Jesus is Lord over all. He is our rock of protection. He is our salvation. That's David's proclamation to us. You know, this particular psalm is different than a lot of other psalms. Usually in the psalms, what you're going to find is the psalmist talks about the terrible danger and situation that he's in, and then there's these prayers and petitions to God for help. Psalm 62 has none of those prayers, none of those petitions. Rather, what we have from David here is a strong statement of faith and confidence, simply alluding to whatever challenge it was or problem he was facing. He doesn't give us any specifics. If we want to think of another psalm that does that, that's very familiar to us, we can think of Psalm 23. What does David do there? He declares God to be our good shepherd. And though there may be challenges in our life, even to the point of death, remember David said in Psalm 23, God is present through all of those challenges as our good shepherd. And here, David declares God to be our rock and our salvation, the one who gives us real rest and quiets our troubled souls. In essence, I think whenever we come across Psalms like this one, Psalm 23, Psalm 62, we should take a closer look at them because they point out what an incredible God we have, the greatness of God, and encouragement then for us as we face the challenges that confront us in our world and in our lives. David serves as a witness to God's grace and rescue, and he is calling out from history. And he's saying, guess what? You too have a good shepherd. You too have one who is your rock and your refuge, who is your salvation. It's interesting in this psalm, in that opening verse and later on in the psalm, David uses an unusual word for rest. The normal word for rest means physical and emotional rest. David uses a less familiar Hebrew word that's translated in that ESV, which our hymnal also has in the Psalms, as silent or silence. It goes beyond physical and emotional rest. What it does with that word, what David is doing with that word, he is telling us, inviting us to stand in the presence of the Almighty God and not say anything, not bring anything to him, but simply be a sponge. Simply receive from him all that he has to give, all the peace and the assurance that he wants us to have, no matter what's happening around us. So, up to this point, through those opening verses, David has declared that his soul waits in silence on God alone. God is his rock and his salvation, and he won't be shaken. Then he talks about the impending danger that was there for him, that those enemies that were trying to defeat him. And then David inserts a word at the end of that verse. If you've read the Psalms at all, you've seen it frequently in the Psalms. It's the word Selah. We don't really know for sure what that word means. It's thought to be a notation for the singers or for the musicians or maybe for the reader of the psalm, almost an encouragement to pause and to think about what is being said there. So if we thought about it that way, it's almost as if when he puts that word in, he's saying, okay, folks, I've got something important to say to you right here and right now. So he's telling us we have an opportunity to move from the physical to the spiritual. He's talking more than just physical enemies that were trying to overthrow him as king. We, you and I, have enemies. The devil, the world, our own sinful flesh. They're always out there. What are they trying to do? The devil is always trying to get us to question and to doubt God and to doubt his forgiveness and his love for us. So you and I daily are in a battle against sin and against the devil himself, a mighty foe. But because of who God is and because of what God has done for us through the gift of his Son, we can say what David says here. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. And then there's one more Selah in verse 8. At the end of that verse, he says that word again. Again, what does it say? This is something important. And what he's doing here, he's kind of repeating what he had said in the opening verses, but then he's directing his emphasis not at himself, but to you and to me. David focuses on us. Listen to what he said in that last verse. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Listen to that. It's important for you to know that God is your refuge too, just as David could confidently say, God is my refuge and my strength. So in this turbulent, frightening world in which we live, that's the gift that God has given to you. God is your refuge and your strength. He is your salvation. I love it how Paul in Corinthians describes that journey, wilderness journey of God's people in the 10th chapter. He says, "For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea and all ate the same spiritual food, all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them." What was that rock and who was that rock? Remember what Paul writes at the end of that in verse 4? Paul writes, "And the rock was Christ." My dear friends, through the power of the Holy Spirit, when he worked faith in your heart, Jesus became your rock and your salvation. You too believe that Jesus Christ is that for you. It is Jesus who comes to us. What does he say? "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He wants and reaches out to give us that rest for our souls in the midst of whatever trials and troubles we are going through in our lives. We stand before the Father with our soul silent, not bringing anything, but simply receiving from him what we need to persevere and to face the challenges that life places before us. You can kind of tell when you look around, something's different going on. This is LWML weekend throughout the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. For 76 years, the LWML has been supporting mission work throughout our country and throughout the world. The women truly are Lutheran women in mission. They gather their pennies, their nickels, their dimes, and their quarters to support mission work, but that's not all they do. They are an organization filled with encouragement. They encourage women and they encourage men in their faith walk and encourage them to find rest in Jesus and in him alone. Over the 76 years of their ministry as part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, they have faced the challenges that have confronted our world and our nation, and yes, their own organization. But through all of those challenges, what have they done? They put their trust in God, and they've looked to him for guidance. Lives have been touched. Lives have been changed because of the ministry that has taken place as they have offered and extended that rest to others. So I think encouragement for us on this LWML weekend is to be encouraged by that ministry that is also an active part of this congregation. There are people all around us that are facing trials, struggling with insecurities in this fast-changing world. But what do we have? We have the true rest. We have our salvation. We have Jesus. And having Jesus, we can share that rest with others. David lived in uncertainty, and so do we. David received from God not just physical and emotional rest. He also received a silence. He just stepped back and let God be God and received from him the peace and the strength and the hope and the salvation that he needed to persevere through his trials. And my dear friends, you and I have the same assurance in this uncertain age in which we live. It's the gift that God has given to you and to me when he worked that gift of faith in our hearts. It's a gift that we can stand on because God is our rock and our salvation. God, the one who loves us, and the one who gave his Son to redeem us. May each of us say daily with David, "My soul finds silence in God alone." Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, may it keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto eternal life. Amen.